Hey guys, Bobby McGraw here. I wanted to say a quick word before we jump into today's podcast. Every day this week, we're sending out reminders. We're calling these meditation reminders because we know it's important to spend time in God's Word, thinking about God's Word every single day. In fact, if you missed Sunday's message, I would encourage you to catch the replay of it as Pastor Chuck unpacked this thought. But if you want to get a daily reminder this week to be part of these, just open up the Sugar Hill Church app. And then the top right-hand corner, there's a little menu button. It looks like three lines that are stacked on top of each other. If you click that, and then the little paper airplane, you can check the box next to meditation reminders, and that'll ensure that you get just a simple reminder every day to spend time in God's Word. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll go ahead and jump in to today's Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj. Thanks again for listening to today's Sugar Hill Church podcast. As most of you know, I am a real introvert. I like going to Starbucks by myself. I like having only one really good friend. I like working in the yard by myself. I rarely say much to the lady that cuts my hair, and I definitely don't go out of my way to say anything to people I don't know. Basically, alone time is my primary method for getting re-energized. Now, don't get me wrong, just because I'm an introvert doesn't give me the right to ignore people, especially since God is all about people. But for me, establishing new and strengthening existing relationships will always be something that doesn't come naturally, and I have to constantly work on it. One of the ways that I remind myself is through sticky notes. If you ever come by my office, you'll see sticky notes on my desk. Each sticky note has a list of tasks for me to work on, and at the beginning of each day, I review those tasks. One task that I typically have on my list is a be friendly or build relationships task. This is my little way of reminding myself to connect with people, even if it makes me a little uncomfortable. Well, last week, I came across a verse that I've read many times, and I imagine most of you have read as well. It's Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. And after I read that verse, I looked up some other verses that were maybe similar to that one. Deuteronomy 32:2 says, "Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." In Job 4:4, "Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees." Psalm 119:103, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." So after reading and thinking about these verses, I decided to do something really that was more extrovert than introvert. So I decided for the next week that I was going to be very, very intentional, about sharing gracious words to everyone that I came across with, maybe for the first time. So it was really amazing, the people that I met and the stories they shared with me. It was crazy. One guy told me about how he literally was dead due to a heart aneurysm, and with tears in his eyes, he told me how God brought him back to life. Another guy I talked with ended up being Cleet Boyer's son. Well, Cleet Boyer was one of my favorite Braves players when I was a young kid. Another guy was marking the cables in the yard, in our yard, for some digging we were about to do. And normally I would just let a guy like this do his work and never talk to him. Well, this time I brought him some water and asked him about his work. He ended up telling me all sorts of invaluable things about that really helped me with the trench that we dug. So I don't know how long I can keep up this new extrovert version of me, but I'm going to give it my best shot. In the end, it is all about people, and whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, the bottom line is, as members of God's family through Jesus Christ, we all need to be intentional about sharing God's love and generosity with others. You know, I'm a big fan of Martin Luther King Jr. and his many really insightful quotes, and one of my favorites is, He said that I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to starless midnight of racism and war, that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. I genuinely believe that lasting change doesn't come from governments or politics or even movements. Change happens one person at a time. And my prayer for each of you today and for me today is that we will be intentional about exhibiting God's unarmed truth and unconditional love to someone today, and let His love have the final word. Hey, everyone, thanks again for listening. I look forward to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye, everyone.